Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts in the HSD website. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of October 9th, 2023. It's that time of year again, fall play season. Please come out and support our high school thespians as they showcase their many talents and weeks of hard work. Glencoe Theater welcomes audiences to its production of Love of a Pig on October 20th, 21st, 26th, 27th, and 28th at 7:30 p.m. Liberty Theater presents The Stinky Cheese Man on October 27th and November 3rd at 7 p.m. and October 28th and November 4th at 3 p.m. Hill High Theater invites you to Antigone on November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at 7:30 p.m. and November 4th at 2:30 p.m. And Century Theater is taking on Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, with showtimes on November 3rd, 4th, 9th, 10th, and 11th at 7 p.m., and November 4th at 2 p.m. Visit our website for plot synopses, ticket prices, and more. Our featured story is on health science programs that are expanding industry credential opportunities for HSD students. This year at Glencoe High School, the Career Technical Education Health Sciences program, led by teacher Melanie Lewis, is piloting dental assisting and pharmacy technician courses with a small group of students. This is made possible through partnerships with Virginia Garcia Dental and Health Centers and Century Dental, who have been instrumental in the planning process over the past year. Students learn in the classroom at Glencoe as well as in the clinics where they apply their knowledge and skills. The goal is for students to pass national exams during the year so they can earn their official credentials by the time they graduate in June. This will allow them to begin working as certified dental assistants and pharmacy technicians immediately. The program is modeled after the one at Century for certified clinical medical assistant, which helped 22 students earn their credentials in 2022-23 and has a cohort of 31 students this school year. There will be no school for all students on Friday, October 13th for a licensed non-contract day. School resumes on Monday, October 16th. October is Filipino American History Month, commemorating the first recorded presence of Filipinos in the continental United States, which occurred on October 18, 1587. Today, Filipino Americans are the second largest Asian American group in the nation. Events, activities, and celebrations will take place across the nation this month to bring awareness to the significant role Filipinos have played in American history. The week of October 9th through 13th is National School Lunch Week, highlighting the importance of a healthy school lunch in a child's life and the impact it has both in and out of the classroom. The National School Lunch Program started in 1946 as a way to provide nutritious meals to children from low-income families who might not otherwise have access to a daily meal. Now, the school lunch program serves nearly 30 million children every school day. Check out HSD's menu at linqconnect.com. The Black Village Family Advisory Committee will hold a special meeting on Monday, October 9th from 6 to 7 p.m. on Zoom to discuss IEPs and 504 plans. The space welcomes all families with students who identify in whole or in part as Black, African American, and/or African. Please come, learn, grow, and unite to build a better community for our children. The next Latino Parent Advisory Committee meeting takes place from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, October 12th on Google Meet. All families of students identifying as Latina, OX, and or Mesoamerican Indigenous are welcome to attend to learn more about what is happening in the school district, how to get involved, and ways to support your children's education. The meeting will be held in Spanish. Interpretation in other languages is available upon prior request by calling 503-844-1475. HSD has earned a Meritorious Budget Award from the Association of School Business Officials International for excellence in the preparation and issuance of our budget for 2023-24. This is the second year in a row HSD has earned the MBA after having first met the criteria for the pathway to the MBA in 2021-22. Congratulations and way to go to our business office team. October is Hillsborough Arts Month. There are so many ways to celebrate the arts this month. Attend a performance, visit a local art gallery, learn a new creative skill in a workshop or class, take a tour of Hillsborough's public art, listen to musicians at a local restaurant, and so much more. Visit hillsboroughartsmonth.org for more information. Participate in craft and STEM-focused activities with other teens at the Shute Park Public Library's Teen Maker Night from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, October 11th. The City of Hillsborough invites you to Monumental Moments on Saturday, October 14th. Take a leisurely stroll through the Hillsborough Pioneer Cemetery and visit with eight of Hillsborough's early community members who are buried there. Local costumed actors bring these characters to life in this history-rich drama. Tours start every 15 minutes between 1 and 3:45 p.m. $8 for adults, children 12 and under are free. Attention staff, the third in a series of seven staff flu shot clinics takes place on Monday, October 9th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Walnut Street Transportation Center. Learn more and see the dates and locations for our other clinics on the staff news page of our website. That's all for the week of October 9th, 2023. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.